Ron Van Timmeren and Eric Kuiper from Celebration Cinema join us now for our weekly movie talk. Ron, why don't we just start out with Detroit?
Yes, please.
This movie is getting great reviews. You've had a chance to take it in.
Yep.
What do you think?
It was fantastic. First of all, I'm a big fan of Kathryn Bigelow, the director. She did movies like Zero Dark Thirty and Hurt Locker, won an Academy Award. And she did a terrific job, I thought, putting a face or faces on the summer of 1967 in Detroit, because, well, we all know there were riots and civil unrest, whatever you want to call it. But I did not know some of these stories, like the Algiers Hotel incident, which turned into a courtroom drama in this movie as well. And it's very intense and it's very disturbing and unsettling and all those things that you're supposed to feel about racism, especially from the white police officers toward the black people who were in the hotel that night. So it really became a more personal story of than just the riots in Detroit and what happened around that incident.
Here in Detroit, a city of war. On the city's west side, a 150-block area is off limits to everybody. U.S. Army paratroopers, National Guardsmen, state and local police are continuing the fight against a handful of snipers.
Hello. Oh, everything is fine. No trouble here. I'll sleep when they stop riding. Hey, fellas. I'm going to that grocery store across the street. Come bearing gifts.
Thank you. You got any sugar?
Nah, don't push it, man.
It's a war zone out there. They're destroying the city.
Whoa, hey, y'all seeing this?
Hey, look, we're not too far from the Algiers. Let's just go there till all this blows over.
When you're black, it's almost like having a gun pointed at your face. It's like this. Hey, boy, what you doing on my street?
Get that gun off me.
Or what?
Hit the gun!
You shoot it.
Oh, man.
It's just a start. It just starts racing.
Army taking fire. Trash fire near the Algiers Motel.
You know, it's rated R. You got to be in the mood for it. It's one of those social issues we're still dealing with, right? And so it's pretty tough picture, but brilliantly done.
Eric, what do you think about this one?
Well, I think the fact that Kathryn Bigelow directed it, and if you've seen, her The Hurt Locker is a good example. The two words that were running through my mind as the film was going on is that it's relentless and exhausting, but I don't say that in negative ways. Much like The Hurt Locker takes a single moment or a single event and expands it in time and makes you be at the center of it with the human beings that were a part of it. It's a very visceral experience to watch this film. So she has a way of putting people in the middle of a moment, helping you feel something, and then pulling back out and saying, okay, so that's the microcosm of the macrocosm of these events. And it's an experience. And like Ron said, you have to go in ready for it in some ways. This is not film as just pure entertainment. This is film as a visceral empathy expanding experience. It's quite a feat.
And I'll ask both of you the acting. What do you think of the acting, Eric?
It's an amazing, the performances from top to bottom are incredible. It's one where you could easily spend a lot of time talking about the great performances and the beautiful way it was shot and the artistic expression that is there, but it almost feels hard to talk about that with the weight of the subject matter.
Right. You got a guy like Will Poulter, who you might recognize from other movies, but he plays the chief racist white cop on the Detroit police force there. And his performance is so crazy character. You hate him, but he's brilliant in this movie.
Now let's not be stupid in this situation. You need to tell me where the gun is. I got all night, people. Tell me exactly what is going on here.
Anthony Mackie, John Boyega, I loved his character in this movie and his performance too.
We go from Detroit to The Dark Tower.
Yeah, and I'm here to lower people's expectations just a bit, only because the reviews are not good for this movie. But they tried to take Stephen King's 8-book series of sci-fi parallel universes and put it into 95 minutes here. And really, it's just a taste, okay? They're going to do TV series and more movies, so there's going to be much more of this, we hope. And you've got Idris Elba playing the gunslinger, Matthew McConaughey as the man in black. It's got that sort of Western feel of the Book of Eli, a little Matrix thrown in here, even some comparisons to The Shining, one critic wrote.
Who are you?
It's you. You're a gunslinger, right?
There are no gunslingers. Not anymore.
Why does the man in black want to destroy the tower?
The tower protects both our worlds. If it falls, hell will be unleashed.
He's like the devil, isn't he?
No, he's worse.
You can't stop what's coming. Death always wins.
Your world might be gone, but mine isn't. If you let that tower fall, billions of people die.
Do they have guns and bullets in your world?
You're gonna like Earth a lot.
All right, let's go.
If you're a fan of the books, you got to take it and check it out. But there's more to come.
Rotten Tomatoes?
It's 19, which is pretty rotten, actually.
That's getting into emoji territory, isn't it?
Well, not quite, but it's twice as good as Emoji, then, we'll say, right? So based on that score. But that's why you just got to be ready for that as well.
All right, and then Kidnap is playing.
Yeah, that's Halle Berry as the star, a mother whose child is kidnapped literally before her own eyes, and she sees it happening. She catches the guys, so to speak, but they get away, and she's chasing in her minivan. And the whole thing sort of turns into this tense, thrill, edge of your seat chase movie about her trying to get her child back. And it's rated R, a lot of peril involved in this movie, but she's a big star. The reviews are lukewarm on this. There's a glowing review right next to one that called it the worst movie of the year. So, I mean, it's one of those things that if you think this is attractive to you, you're probably going to like it.
Well, Disney brings back one of its classics.
Yeah.
Newsies, it's on the Broadway stage, but still, it's Newsies.
Exactly, and that'll be around Saturday for a special show, on Wednesday for an encore. And if you've never been to this show before, this is going to take you up close and personal.
All right, let's switch gears to Indy at Grand Rapids, Woodland, and Lansing. Eric, well, you got a few here going. Lady Macbeth, Maudie, Pop A. Is that Pop I?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And The Midwife.
Right. So three of these four films open today on Friday, and then one of them next week Friday. So they'll be playing throughout the month of August. Popeye is a film. It's sort of a road trip film in some ways. So this disenchanted architect, an older gentleman, finds himself. His life disrupted, and he has this chance encounter with an elephant that used to be his elephant on the street, which turns into a bit of a road trip movie. So he's reunited with his elephant, and they basically walk across Thailand back in search of this farm where he grew up. And so you follow these two along and the characters that they meet along the way. And it's amazing. I will say the elephant gave a great performance. the chemistry that they are able to achieve between him and just the wonderful kind of blank stare of an elephant at times, it's comical, and it really punctuates this very human story. Well, this guy's kind of trying to find himself again later in life.
You have a new fondness for elephants?
I don't know if I ever lost it, Patrick. I'm a big elephant guy.
Right. And might be up for an award.
Nomination. Yes, absolutely. The Midwife is a French film. It stars a couple of really wonderful performances by two of France's most acclaimed actresses. And the story is this woman, again, a bit of a chance encounter, is reconnected with her late father's mistress. So not a reconnection she was looking forward to. And so the film is really the two of them entering back into each other's lives, and especially the father's daughter. The film really centers around her and just the complications of her kind of looking back and having to deal with this past. And it's really a film about forgiveness and wisdom and maturity and all of those things. But the back and forth between these two actresses is really something to experience. So it's a great film.
I see Maudie is here as well.
Yeah. So Maude is a Ethan Hawke and Sally Hawkins star in this film. Sally Hawkins plays Maude Lewis, who is Canada's most famous folk artist. And it's a true story. She was born with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. Her ability to move was quite limited. She was, you know, living up in Nova Scotia, kind of a hard life. She ends up taking the job of being the live-in maid for Ethan Hawke's character. So she moves in with him. She sort of starts taking care of him, and she starts painting. She's always painted in her life, but she starts painting, and this woman from New York finds her work and starts getting it out there. And next thing you know, Canadian news is all over it. She sold paintings to the White House in her lifetime. And it's this really amazing story, and a bit of a love story in some ways between Ethan Hawke and Sally Hawkins' characters, but just a remarkable story of this individual that I didn't know anything about because I just don't know much about Canadian folk art. But incredible performances by both of them.
And then Lady Macbeth.
Lady Macbeth opens on August 11th. So the name, is a little bit of a nod to where this one is going to go. It's this young woman in 1865. She's married to a man, she's trapped in the social norms that is 1865. Her husband is just a ruthless person in her life, and she ends up starting to have an affair with a young man who works at the house, and this unlocks a passion in her that when the social structures around her try and stop her from getting her love, you can imagine where a film called Lady Macbeth might go. So it's a great line, one reviewer put it, imagine Alfred Hitchcock directing Wuthering Heights. So there you go. Be forewarned.
All right, Ron, and let's take a look at the weekend summaries and, where the movies are ranked.
Yeah, well, Dark Tower should be number one this weekend, although Dunkirk and Dark Tower have a chance to be one and two in any particular order. Emoji Movie, Holding Over, Girls Trip, Atomic Blonde, Spider-Man, War of the Planet of the Apes, Despicable Me, Valerian, Baby Driver, and Wonder Woman all holding over.
All right.
See you at the movies.